This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Artificial intelligence is going to change things a lot. That is already obvious, obviously. It's going to change how we live, how we work, what kinds of work we do, the nuts and bolts of our economic lives. The nuts and bolts, the dollars and cents, if you will, of our financial lives, too. Because as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore tells us, AI is making its move into financial planning and investing.
So some people play around with ChatGPT here and there. And then there's Todd Tilton.
You know, the iPhone tells you how much time you've been spending on apps in any given week. And it just told me that last week I spent 11 hours on ChatGPT. So it's turning into my new digital addiction.
Tilton is 36. He works at a healthcare startup. And he asks ChatGPT all kinds of things about his business, his direction in life, and what he should do with his savings. To which ChatGPT replied, put it in an index fund.
And to maybe try crypto or invest in starting a business.
He actually found the advice pretty useful, but
I have asked some questions and then asked it like, oh, can you clarify? And it'll tell me like, oh, sorry, actually, that response wasn't correct. This is the actual fact. So I take it all with a grain of salt.
You know, when your money is on the line, you really do not want to have to be adding grains of salt.
Large language models are incredible prose writers and communicators. We also know there's a huge downside to large language models because they will start to invent or hallucinate.
Deborah Yang is CEO of Daisy.com, which offers AI services for investors and financial advisors. Daisy also created a plugin which can help ChatGPT answer finance-related questions. Todd Tilton's AI did not have one of these plugins installed. Yang says they got around the hallucination problem by controlling the data their AI is trained on.
We direct and train the models not to use any data sources except those verified by our sources. So they only reference data coming from Daisy.
A lot of the ChatGPT plugins or financial AIs making their debut these days don't appear designed to replace financial advisors or investment analysts, but rather to make their jobs easier. For now,
Daisy does not provide financial advice, but it gives institutional grade analysis.
So you could upload your clients or your own investment portfolios, and it can tell you you're overconcentrated in tech, for example, or it can tell you how Tesla is performing on gender diversity. Yannick Malling is co-CEO of investment platform Public.com, which developed a ChatGPT plugin called Alpha.
You can ask it to summarize the latest earnings call. You can ask it how many iPhones were sold.
Alpha is aimed at retail investors who don't have teams of analysts at their disposal, like a hedge fund, for example, might.
If we can get Alpha to the point where it feels like everybody has their own personal research assistant without having to put 20 people on payroll, we think that's obviously like a huge change as far as leveling the playing field.
But if a lot of finance AI is trying to find ways to help people understand the market, there is a whole other branch that's trying to better understand us.
We work with banks and fintechs. We help them to gain customer insight.
Edward Maslovakis is CEO of Bud, which is using Google's AI. He says, right now, your bank doesn't know as much about you as you might think it does.
I don't know if you get that thing where you get a letter through the mail and they say, hey, look, we have this loan for you. We have a savings product that you should look at. And you realize this is completely irrelevant to me. This doesn't make any sense. How come you don't understand me as a customer? You hold my money.
So Bud uses AI language models to digest data about spending transactions and income to create a picture of customers, which the bank can use to tailor its products and which customers could use to understand their own financial situation.
If you want to know where am I overspending, if you want to know based off of your income and your expenditure, is there a better mortgage in the market? If you have cash sat in your account that's sort of not doing anything, we might say, hey, here's a couple of different higher interest savings accounts.
So basically, AI is in the process of seeping into pretty much every corner of financial planning and analysis, whether you see it or you don't. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.